This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
This is BBC Learning English. Unit 22.
5, 4, we've gone for main engine start. We have main engine start.
A historic moment. That was the countdown to the launch of America's first space shuttle. Hello, I'm Rob.
And I'm Mike.
And that moment in April 1981 was a new era in space exploration when Space Shuttle Columbia took off from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida.
The shuttle service ran for 30 years until NASA, the American Space Agency, closed it in 2011. And that's what we're talking about today, as well as explaining some related vocabulary. Also, listen out for examples of present and past active and passive sentences.
In case you didn't know, a space shuttle is a spaceship that's designed to make repeated journeys between Earth and space. NASA launched its final shuttle flight on the 8th of July 2011. It was the end of an era for space travel.
Ah, yes, the end of an era. So, the end of a significant period of history.
Now, Russia and America have used rockets for space travel since the 1960s. Rockets are tube-shaped devices that use explosions to power them up into the air and into space. But NASA sent its first reusable space shuttles into space back in 1981. The final shuttle mission was its 135th shuttle flight. So, talking of development in space travel, I've got a question for you to answer, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
We all know that Neil Armstrong was the first man on the moon, but how many people in total have walked on the moon so far? Is it A, 12, B, 18, or C, 24?
I have no idea. Complete guess, C, 24.
We'll see if you're right at the end of the programme. Let's talk more now about the space shuttle. The first shuttle, Columbia, was launched into orbit over 30 years ago, and it heralded a new era.
To launch something means to put it into motion or put it into action. Here, the space shuttle was lifted off the ground and into space. And orbit here means travelling round and round the Earth. So NASA launched its first shuttle into orbit more than 30 years ago.
And to herald something means to announce that something new or important is happening. So at the time, the shuttle heralded a new era for space travel. Let's now hear from the BBC science correspondent Palab Ghosh, who reported on NASA's final shuttle flight.
While you listen, try to pick up the words that the reporter uses to describe what people thought space travel would be like. And listen to hear how this was different from what actually happened.
5, 4, we've gone for main engine start. We have main engine start. America's first space shuttle.
30 years ago, the first shuttle was launched into orbit.
And the shuttle has cleared the tower.
Columbia was to herald a new era where space travel was cheap and commonplace. That, of course, didn't happen. Instead, it was expensive and dangerous, resulting in two shuttles being destroyed in flight.
Palab Ghosh there said that with the launch of Columbia, people believed space travel would be cheap and commonplace, but in fact, it was expensive and dangerous.
Commonplace means usual or everyday. People expected space travel to be a cheap, commonplace activity, but of course it wasn't, and it's still isn't.
No, that's right. Space travel has always been a very expensive business and dangerous too. Two of the shuttles were destroyed in flight. The disasters killed 14 astronauts.
Astronauts are the people who are trained for space travel. So, Rob, what happened to NASA's shuttle program after it closed?
Well, nothing really. The program was too expensive to continue. It cost around $4 billion a year. And around 10,000 workers were made redundant. They lost their jobs in the Kennedy Space Center in Florida, and around 5,000 more lost their jobs at the Johnson Space Center in Texas.
OK, so a lot of people became unemployed with the end of the shuttle program.
Yes, that's right.
But what did this mean for future space travel, Rob? Are there still astronauts going into space?
Well, yes, and also NASA hopes that private companies will be able to take astronauts into space. though that probably won't happen for several years. And of course, rockets are still launched into space these days. Some of them are manned and some unmanned, meaning there are no people on them. They're controlled by computers back on Earth. Right, Mike, back to the question I set you earlier. I asked you how many people in total have walked on the moon so far.
My guess was 24 people, so was I right?
I'm afraid you were wrong. Only 12 people have walked on the moon.
I'll say half.
Of course, Neil Armstrong was the first man on the moon in 1969, and Eugene Cernan was the last man to set foot on the moon back in 1972. So it was only 3 years, really, that people actually walked on the moon. Does that surprise you?
Well, not really, I guess. There are more interesting places to visit than the moon.
Really? More interesting than the moon?
Yeah.
Other planets, I suppose. Yeah. OK, Mike. Well, before we go, let's hear some of the words and phrases that we've used in this programme.
OK, we had exploration, space shuttle, the end of an era, rockets, mission, to launch, orbit, to herald, commonplace, and astronaut.
Thanks, Mike. That's all for now. I hope you've enjoyed learning about the space shuttle and some related vocabulary. Bye-bye.
Bye.